Welcome to another podcast of Revival Today with Pastor Mark Choate, where our arms are opened and Jesus Christ is here to comfort and bless you.
Every testimony, everyone that came up this morning shared how they felt the mighty movement of God this morning. How you felt God touch your heart and how God was there for you. And this very feeling that you had this morning is a gift that he said, I give it to you. It's life.
Yes.
He said that you're going to have it more abundantly. You're going to feel the joy of the Lord because the joy of the Lord is our strength. God wants you to feel the joy. Feel the release. Feel joy about life. The word that God has placed in my heart this morning is, he preserves me from trouble. Somebody say, he preserves me.
He preserves me.
From trouble.
From trouble.
The word of God this morning was placed in my spirit because God wants us all to know that he's not only with you, but he's preserving you from trouble.
Yes.
He is going to surround you with a hedge that's going to cover you from the attack of the enemy. But before he can do that, we have to understand that God is trying to preserve us and keep us strong, not only strong, but keep us in a place that he can bless us. And Psalms 32:7 says, you are my hiding place and you preserve me from trouble. You surround me with songs of deliverance.
Yes. Thank you.
He said, I preserve you from trouble. And David said that, God, you also surround me from, you surround me with songs of deliverance. Some of us this morning were praising God and we were excited about how God has blessed us. But this message this morning is letting you know that God redeems us in times because the days of evil is coming.
Yes.
He wants to redeem you and he wants to preserve you.
Yes.
Because the time and day of evil is present. I want you to turn with me to Ephesians 5:15-21. And the word that God is sharing in my spirit this morning, I pray that it bless you. It says, therefore, watch carefully how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise. It says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Mm-hmm. Somebody say the days are evil.
Days are evil.
It says, therefore, don't be foolish. But understand what the will of the Lord is. You hear what I'm saying? The word says, understand what the will of the Lord is. God is saying, I'm going to preserve you, but he said also to be wise and don't be foolish. That leads me to believe that God wants us to understand that he's giving you a choice to be wise. He says, I'm going to let you know how it is. The only way I can preserve you is you got to choose not to be foolish.
Yes.
God wants us to understand that. He said, don't be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Someone said that with me. Understand.
Understand.
What the will of the Lord is.
What the will of the Lord is.
It says, don't be drunken of wine, in which is disposition. And it says, and I got the NIV right here. It says, but be filled with the Spirit. It said, don't take on the wine, but be filled with the Spirit. The message that I have today is not about all these things that we might be doing. Like the sister said, she said, Lord challenged her, said, get out of the clubs. Change your life. God is saying to the church this morning that I'm going to change your life, but I'm going to talk to you first about how he's going to do it. He said here in the 90s, he says, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melodies in your heart to the Lord. This is, first of all, what God was showing David. He said, I want you to learn one thing. Have a right heart. Have a good spirit. Sing to one another, encourage one another. Encourage one another in the faith because it helps you to be preserved. The next part of scripture says, it says, giving thanks always concerning all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, so always giving thanks to God for what he has done in your life. Amen. Amen. Now, the thing is, I want you to know in the 21st verse, it says, subjecting yourself to one another in the fear of Christ.
Amen.
My message today is going to be dealing with a few things. We are living in a time where there's trouble all around us. And so many of us young people and the people of God are trying to figure out, how can I navigate myself around the things that I'm dealing with? But God wants you to know that he is with you and he's going to lead and guide you. It says here, we were never more vulnerable to sin than when we achieve success or are admired by others and are doing well financially. A lot of times you'll see people that have achieved successfully or they're doing well financially, but you don't even realize that the enemy is watching you. I have a story that I want to share with you, and I want to talk about King David. But before I do that, in 1 Timothy 6:10, it says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. We all know that. We all heard of that scripture. If you turn with me to Acts 13:22, I'm going to go into my word now. It says, after removing Saul, he made David their king, and he testified concerning him. After Saul was removed, the Bible says that David was made the king. And it says here, it says, I found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do. So the scripture says that God had found David, a man after his own heart, and he will do everything that I want you to do. The Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart, and he was willing to do the things that God wanted him to do. But how many of you know that David went through? So many times we talk about how great David was and how he went up against Goliath, but we don't realize that David was being tried all the time, just like you were. David became the king, and he had his hands in everything. He had access to everything. And now he finds himself in a situation where he fell out of grace with God. And when he fell out of grace with God, he found himself in trouble.
Amen.
The Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart. He was willing to do everything that God wanted him to do. I want to say this. A good beginning doesn't guarantee a good ending. Israel's first three kings, Saul, David, and Solomon, all learned this lesson. I want to go into David's life. I'm going to share this little story about David. We know how David was young and how he received God and how he was a blessing. But what happened to David after he became the king and after he was in charge of everything? After David was not only in charge, but he had access to whatever he wanted. He could do whatever he felt like doing because David was a king. Some of us are in the same situation where we say to ourselves, well, I'm grown now. I can do what I want to do. Don't you know that David was grown now? He was able to do what he wanted to do. Let me show you what David did. It says David, while he was walking on his roof of his palace, saw Bathsheba, and she was then the wife of Uriah. He saw Uriah having a bath. Now, David was just out hanging out. Like some of you, you're going through things in your life. You said, Lord, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just here. I'm just sitting here. I'm just watching this TV. Well, David was just out on his palace roof. And as he was sitting, just gazing around, he saw Bathsheba bathing. He immediately desired her and later made her pregnant. This was a man after God's own heart. He had favor with God. And the Bible says that he desired her and then he actually pursued her. And in the church, we're like this. We're trying to always be so perfect. But I want you to know that God is able to preserve you. But first of all, you have to know that you need to be preserved. We tell of the great stories how David was able to fight against the enemy, but don't you know that David was challenged just like you and I? But what gave David favor? He was a man after God's own heart. See, that's what I want to share with you this morning. Some of us are going through things in our life and we're saying, God can't forgive me. God can't get me through this. Or I'm not worthy of his forgiveness. But in this scripture, it shows you how David was a king and he had access to everything that he needed, but still he knew who God was, but still he found himself weak. Some of us are that way. We find ourselves weak and we fall into the hands of the enemy. Don't you know that the Bible says the enemy's job is to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy. His job is not to make it easy on you. So many times we want to go about and think about the battles that we already won. But God is saying, you haven't won this up and coming battle. So you need to know, you got to ask God. He's saying, what have you done for me lately? Too many times we talk about the great things that we already done in the Lord. But like David, he found himself desiring Bathsheba. And he even made her pregnant. And after Uriah had been killed, now, this is something, too, because I'm just putting this all out there so you know. You know how we do in the church? Somebody don't need to know my business. I'm just putting it out there so you know. It says that David desired her, and you know what David also did? He took her husband and set him up to be murdered.
Amen.
This is a man of God. You know how we are in the church? Oh, yeah, did you hear about this, brother? Yeah, man, you know he was messing around. He was a man of God. He ain't no good. But what I need you to know is that God said, I will preserve you. The scripture that I went over earlier was talking about being wise in all your decision. What I want to get us to understand in Ephesians 5, it says, therefore, watch carefully how you walk. Not as an unwise person, but as wise, even in the house of God, even though you're King David, even though you're Jesus Christ, the devil was there to meet them. And what God wants us to understand as people is that he wants you to have life more abundantly, but he said, be wise, because I want to preserve you. Also in this passage, it says here about David, it says that not only, he says, after Uriah had been killed, David married Bathsheba. David's actions was displeasing to the Lord. His actions were displeasing to God. Someone said his actions. Was displeasing to God.
To God.
I'm starting with the hedge first. Sometimes we think that we can be perfect. You can't be. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But then the scripture says, be therefore as perfect, even as my Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. So then you get yourself mixed up. You're like, well, Lord, I can't be. But what God is saying is, if you allow me to guide you and lead you to all truth, allow yourself to be wise, I will keep you. But what the people of God don't want to do, we get in a place spiritually, we don't want to hear nothing. This is how King David was. He owned everything. He had access to what he wanted. He seen something, and guess what? He took it. But if you think about the story of David, it says that after he did that, he lost their firstborn. The moral of this message is this, is that God is not only saying that he will preserve you, but he wants you to know that he's trying to keep you. And the only way he can keep you is if you continue to listen to him.
Yes.
Not listen to your own flesh or how you feel that day, but we as people of God have to listen to him. We have to be willing to hear him speak to us and move according to his will. And according to God's will is not easy, church. I was thinking of this story about David. I said, how is it that this individual could be this great and he loved the Lord and fall this hard? How many of us think that we're so great? But God is saying, that's why Paul said, I must die daily. Daily. Daily, no matter who you are, all those that came up and testified this morning, I want to encourage you, no matter what you've done, you got to pay a price for it. But guess what? God is still there to redeem you. He's still going to make a way for you. I want to encourage the ones that are going through in their spiritual life that are saying that I've done something wrong and God is not going to allow me to be free. But God is always there for us. Whenever the world gives you trouble or problems or make you feel afraid, put God's promise in your heart. See, no matter what you're feeling, young people, put God's promise in your heart. Don't allow the enemy to discourage you. Even though it feels like you've done the worst thing that you could possibly do, you have to know that God is still able.
Yes.
You don't need to fear. The Lord is always with you. God is our secret, immovable hiding place. He is our special fortress. He's the one that we can go to in time of need. If you turn to Lamentations 3:55-57. This is what David was doing when he was in trouble. He says, I call on your name, Lord, from the depths of the pit. You heard my pleas. See, the Bible says David called and God heard his plea. It says, do not close your eyes to my cry for relief. You came near when I called you, and you said, do not fear. There's a time that you're going to be in a situation that you know that you messed up. But God wants all of us to know that we must have a right heart. Young people, do not run from God, but run to him. Don't hide when you're in trouble, but go to him and he'll see you through. It's so easy for us to lift up what others have done or make it such like a fairy tale, like they just hopped and skipped along the way. But no, David's life was hard. Even though he married Bathsheba, he had to be tried and he almost lost his kingdom. Sometimes you're going to lose for the sins that you have caused upon yourself just because you refuse to be wise. But God is saying that he still is able to keep you. And I know a God that is able to keep you from falling, though. And this is why we as a church and as a people of God have to get it in our spirit that God is able to keep me no matter what I'm going through. How many of you believe that God is able to keep you? Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody praise God with me. Hallelujah. Psalms 34, 17, 19 says, righteous people cry out and the Lord hears and rescues them from all their troubles. Somebody said, the Lord hears and rescues them from all their trouble. It wasn't saying some of their trouble. It said, the Lord is near to those whose heart is humble, are humble. I like that. He's near to those whose heart is humble. Some of us don't want to be humble. We think that God, you know, we're already established. We already have it all. We already established something. I want to encourage you as a body to know that God wants you to stay humble. It doesn't matter if you slayed a giant 3 years ago. It doesn't matter that you were able to preach in tongues. God wants you to know I'm here to preserve you, but the only way I can preserve you is you got to stay humble. And you have to have a heart that is willing to cry out to God. Hello and praise God. I'm Pastor Mark Cho of House of Praise, New England Pentecostal Ministries. Right now, I'm praying that you receive the words of encouragement that God has placed in my spirit today. I hope you enjoy the message. Have a blessed day.